Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka author of Faith, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I am forgiven. So this is the second part of another two-parter in this series, and yesterday's was I forgive, because I was explaining that in order to be forgiven, per the Lord's command, you have to forgive. But today I want to focus on the concept of forgiven, specifically you being forgiven. So the scripture is Psalm 103, verse 12, and it reads, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So I chose that one because I think a lot of people, myself included, we get caught up in, well, the Lord can't forgive. I mean, he can forgive some things, but he can't forgive that. And that's not true. So you may feel like, and actually I think that that's a weapon of the enemy to get inside your mind and make you think that there's no point in turning to the Lord for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness, to try to turn your life around, because there's no way that he's going to forgive that or that series or that string of things that you have done. But the truth is, I mean, it says it right there, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. It doesn't say some. It doesn't say a certain classification. It doesn't say a certain type. It doesn't say certain. It says our transgressions, meaning all of them. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us, to basically pay the price for our sin. And it's all sins, whether we consider it to be as little as white lies or we consider it to be as serious as adultery or murder. He died on the cross to save us from all sins. And anyways, think of it this way. Some of Jesus's greatest ministry moments were with women who were very sinful. So the woman with the alabaster box, I don't think it says what sins that she had committed, but the Lord recognized, Jesus Christ recognized that they were pretty serious. And then the woman at the well, he was like, you've had a certain number of husbands and now you're living with a man who's not even your husband. And here you are at this well challenging me. Well, he didn't actually say that, but he was like, yeah, I read your mail, honey. You've been with all these husbands and now you're living with a guy that's not even your husband. And then once she realized what he was offering her, she had an immediate transformation moment. And then she went on to minister to many people, to include probably some of the people who knew of her reputation in her city. She brought them to Christ, so to speak. And then the third example that I want to show you is the woman who was caught in the middle of adultery. So I love that story because, Jesus basically broke it down on a couple of different levels. First of all, they brought the woman only to Jesus. They didn't bring the man who had committed the act. That was first of all. Second, you know, he basically told everybody who was egging him on to agree to stone her to death. He was like, well, if you've never sinned, then you can throw the first stone. And all of them, get this, the Bible says, all of them from the oldest to the youngest dropped their stones and walked away. So he just looks at her and he says, have I condemned you? And she said, no. Then he said, then go and sin no more. So what I'm trying to get at is that in the Bible, it talks about Jesus setting people free from the unspeakable and giving them a second shot at life. And sometimes we don't just need a second shot. We need a third and fourth and fifth. But the key to it is that Jesus Christ, God, forgives. He forgives. I think the key to it is that you have to keep getting up and keep renouncing those sins. And you have to get to the, if you're caught in a cycle of you repent and then you go back, you repent and then you go back, you've got to reach out for help. You've got to sit before the Lord and you've got to reach out for help in your community with people who can keep your confidences and people who are, you know, known to help deliver people from these types of ordeals. You've got to reach out for help and say, you know what? I can't live this way anymore. I keep asking the Lord to forgive me and I keep going back to this thing and I'm tired of doing that. But the key takeaway is that you are forgiven. Today's confession is I am forgiven. No matter what it is, no matter how bad it was, you are forgiven. So remember to confess your way to success, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow for your daily confession.